हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ. मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्. यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः. ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः. वि आर् स्टार्टिङ्ग् भगवद्गीता भाष्यपाठः. वि हेव् बीन् स्टडिङ्ग् फार् क्वैट् सम् टैम् भगवद्गीता. Studied simple verses, simple meanings, and also on explanations, unfoldment. And also, along with, apart from reading Pooja Swamiji's monumental work, Bhagavad Gita Home Study, again, we want to see exactly the original words of Shankara Bhagavatpada here. In fact, the same unfoldment you're seeing in the Gita Home Study books. In what Shankar Bhagavatpada's heart has been beautifully brought in Swamiji's classes, which you find in Gita Home Study books. I don't think there's any better book to understand Shankar Bhagavatpada's commentary, to my knowledge. So we are very fortunate to have got those books. And let us, so offering our salutations to Guru Parampara, as a Pooja Swamiji, we are beginning our class today. And because of my travels, and then today also, we are not able to do as we promised, and I'll try my best to stick to the times, okay, announced times. So, here in this Bhagavad Gita Bhashyam, also has an introduction. And Shankara Bhagavatpada himself writes an introductory Bhashyam. Before he begins his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, he himself writes his introduction to his commentary. And which is said to be Upodghata Bhashyam. Upa Utghataha. Upa Utghataha. Upodghataha. Upodghataha means an introduction. And Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary, introduction to his own commentary on Bhagavad Gita, his introduction to his commentary on Upanishads, his introduction to his commentary on Brahma Sutras, all introductions are very unique and amazing because they're known for their uniqueness, I mean, the clarity of vision he reveals. So his commentary on Adishankara Bhagavatpada's introduction to his commentary on Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is said to be Sambandha Bhashyam. And his introduction to his commentary on Brahma Sutras is Adhyasa Bhashyam. And his commentary on his introduction to his commentary on Bhagavad Gita Bhashyam is said to be Upodghata Bhashyam or Avatarika Bhashyam. And here Bhagavad Gita, of course, is as revered as the Veda Shastram. It is well known the content of Bhagavad Gita is nothing but content of the Upanishads. And we have this Dhyana Shloka which tells us how all the Upanishads are like the cows. And the milk extracted from the Upanishad cows is this nectar of Bhagavad Gita. So extracting the content, extracting the nectar of the milk, nectar of Upanishad cows is not an easy joke, because the guru who plays the role of a guru is Bhagavan Krishna himself. Dogdha Gopalanandanaha. The one who milks, the extracts this subject matter of the Upanishads and presents it in the form of Bhagavad Gita is Bhagavan Krishna himself, Dogdha Gopalanandanaha. Sarva Upanishadaha Gavaha, all Upanishads are like the cows. As commentary also, doubtlessly establishes Bhagavad Gita as a moksha sadhanam, moksha shastram. Moksha shastram. Because this Bhagavad Gita also presents the same subject matter, by discovering which, understanding which, one can discover the freedom. So, atma swarupameva. Bhagavad Gita api pratipadayati. Bhagavad Gita also reveals one's own essential nature, which is the nature of the reality of the whole cosmos. And moksha and jnanam, the knowledge of the reality and moksha being identical, they're not two. Even though jnanam is said to be the sadhanam, moksha is said to be the sadhyaha, still, they're identical. But that jnanam, which itself is moksha, is dependent on the mental preparation and for which one has to choicelessly use karma and upasanam as a means. So, karma and upasanam play a tremendous role in contributing for the mental preparation, mental purification, and mental steadiness. For all these, the subject matter, karma and upasanam, also discussed here as a preparatory discipline in the Bhagavad Gita. And also, of course, the nature of the reality also is unfolded here. The Bhagavad Gita also is, though it is a Smriti Grantha, Smriti Prasthanam, still it is Prasthanam. It is revered Shastram, a means of knowledge. We'll be seeing a lot of things which should be understood before even the introduction, which I'll be discussing in the following classes along with the Bhashyam. And let us enter into this Avatarika Bhashyam today. And I said Bhashyam should begin with the Mangalacharana Shlokaha. Mangalacharana Shlokaha. So we're not missing the Mangalacharana Shloka here also. as I said, the Mangalacharana Shloka is of three types. Ashir Vachana Mangalacharana Shloka, which I mentioned just now before, because today we did also Upanishad Bhashyam class. Ashir Vachana Mangalacharana Shloka, Namaskar Sahita Mangalacharana Shloka, then Vastu Nirdesha Vastu Nirdesha Mangalacharana Shloka. So this Mangalacharana Shloka, a benedictory words, a words of prayer, a words of prayer invoking the grace of Bhagavan, can be in the form of blessing, can be having the words of blessings. And the Mangalacharana Shloka can have the words wherein we express our reverence to Bhagavan, we offer namaskarams. Or it can also, the very verse itself can present the very nature of the reality, or the statements revealing the fact. So Vastu Nirdeshaha means pointing out or revealing the very reality or revealing the facts. The Mangalacharana Shloka can have statements revealing the facts. And here again, we are having a beautiful Mangalacharana Shloka. Let us read Mangalacharana Shloka first. As today's class, slightly, we don't have that in the same time today. So let us straight away go to the verse first today. So Bhagavad Gita Yaha Bhashyam, Avatarika Bhashyam, Bhagavad Gita Avatarika Bhashyam, Upodghata Bhashyam begins with this Mangalacharana Shloka. नारायणः परो व्यक्तादण्डमव्यक्तसंभवम् अण्डस्यान्तस्त्विमे लोकाः सप्तद्वीपा च मेदिनी. Don't forget, I have to say few things before even introducing the Bhashyam, but those important things I'll be discussing along with the Bhashyam, along with the introductory Bhashyam. This is the Mangalacharana Shloka, which I just read now. Narayanah Paro vyakta dandama vyakta sambhavam. Narayanah paro vyakta dandama vyakta sambhavam. Andasyantas tvime loka saptadvipa chamedini. Andasyantas tvime loka saptadvipa chamedini. Narayanah paro vyakta dandama vyakta sambhavam. Andasyantas tvime loka saptadvipa chamedini. So this Mangalacharana Shloka, the very beginning of the Avatarika Bhashyam, presents a statement of fact. What is a statement of fact? Bhagavan is the ultimate. Bhagavan is the absolute. Paraha. Paraha means exalted, absolute, ultimate. Means what is paraha? Because I say Ishwaraha is a Pullinga Shabda, therefore I say Paraha. Bhagavan or Ishwaraha is the exalted, beyond whom nothing is. Therefore he is exalted. And who is this Ishwara who is beyond everything, beyond whom nothing is? That Ishwara is the very reality itself, Brahma. Reality, Ishwara is none other than the very truth, ultimate truth, absolute reality. Paravastu, Param Brahma is Paraha Ishwaraha. Paraha Ishwaraha eva Param Brahma. Paraha Bhagavan eva Param Brahma. The ultimate Bhagavan is the ultimate reality, absolute truth. There's no Ishwara, there's no Bhagavan other than the ultimate reality, absolute truth. Why it's absolute, ultimate? Because beyond which nothing else is there. Reality is beyond everything. Therefore, and who is that Bhagavan here? Bhagavan, the name is given as Narayanaha. And those who already studied Bhagavad Gita home study book, you would have understood the meaning of the word Narayanaha. Paraha Narayanaha. One of the names of Ishvara is Narayanaha. We have 1008 names in Vishva Sahasranama. We have 1008 names in Vishva Sahasranama. We have 1008 names in Subramanya Sahasranama. In every Sahasranama of any Devata, we have 1008 names, 1008 names, 1008 names. And every name reveals Ishvara Swarupam or Ishvara Rupam. Every name is a word revealing Bhagavan's essential nature or Bhagavan's Saguna Rupam. Rupam means a form in which Bhagavan obtains. Swarupam is the very essential nature of Bhagavan in that given form. Rupam Swarupam. So Saguna Rupam, Nirguna Swarupam of Bhagavan alone is revealed by any name, any word, as any name of Bhagavan, in any Sahasranama. The Narayanaha is a name here, is a word here. And what's the meaning of it? Narasya Ayanam Narayana. Ayanam means ultimate destination, ultimate goal. So destination should not be mistaken as a place to be attained here. It's not some place which has to be attained by walking, by going towards it, by an action here. This Ayanam is ultimate truth which has to be attained in terms of knowledge. The absolute reality, ultimate truth, the essential nature of everything, which has to be attained, reached in terms of knowledge, is Ayanam. And what is that ultimate truth, absolute reality, which has to be attained in terms of knowledge, Ayanam, is there as the very swarupam of very swarupam of every individual being. And which is the goal. So Naraha, when you say Naraha, the word Naraha literally means a man. Nari is a woman. So Naraha, Nari, man and woman. It means a physical forms, a male form and physical. But actually speaking, the truth of Naraha, the truth of Nari is one reality, which is, and why that reality, the person, the truth of the male form or the female form or any form, any being, any individual being is one and the same truth, and that truth is ever indestructible. Na riyate iti naraha. Na riyate iti naraha means that which is indestructible is naraha. that indestructible reality, obtaining as the truth of every being is Naraha. And the human being, if we take it as a human being also, the one who is essentially of the nature of individual indestructible reality is a human being. And the ultimate goal which has to be attained in terms of knowledge by a human being who is essentially of the indestructible reality is his own Swarupa. And Naram means anything pertaining to Naraha is Nara. Therefore, Narasyayanam means the ultimate goal which has to be attained in terms of knowledge by every human being in one's own mind as one's own truth is Narayana. The ultimate goal of a human mind, discovering which the search on the part of the human mind becomes quenched for the good. That truth is Bhagavan Narayanaha. Narayanaha Paraha. Okay? He is the ultimate. And here, he is superior. Another word meaning the word Paraha is superior. And this ultimate ultimate truth, absolute reality, beyond which nothing is there, and who is the ultimate goal of a human mind, which has been in terms of knowledge, that Bhagavan is superior, paraha, superior. To what? Here, vyakta, avyaktat. This one, avagraha is there. Paraha, avyaktat, paraha. Which means, avyaktat is a Panchami Vibhakti, you know very well. Avyaktam here means unmanifested power. Avyaktam is equal to avyakta shakti, unmanifested power. We've given it as, it uses a noun here, a neuter noun. Avyaktam is equal to unmanifested power. Avyakta shakti. This avyakta shakti, otherwise is said to be what? Mula vidya, or avidya, or maya, or pradhanam, or prakriti. Avyaktam has so many words describing avyaktam. What is avyaktam here? Pradhanam, prakriti, maya, avidya, mula vidya. Again, five different words now. All these words, one more we have, avyakritihi, avyakritihi, avyakta shaktihi, pradhanam, prakritihi, maya, avidya. All these words uniformly mean only one thing, unmanifested power. Is avyaktam here. Avyaktam is superior. Avyaktam is superior. Why it is superior? Because in this power alone, the entirety of the universe remains. Because in the universe, just as part, the form, name and function called part, is in the clay. Part doesn't exist outside of the clay. Before the manifestation, before the part is made, also the part is already there in the clay. After it's being brought into manifestation, also part is not outside of the clay. The form, name and function called part has its existence only in the clay. Not outside of the clay. Then with reference to clay pot, clay is superior. Because from the clay alone, the pot comes. Before coming, also the pot existed in clay, then unmanifested potential condition. And from the clay, pot is brought into manifestation. And when the pot is existent also, the pot is sustained by the same clay. It is non-separate. Throughout, it is non-separate. And even the pot becomes broken also, pot continue, the form, name and function alone go away. The clay continues to be there. Similarly here, this avyaktam, otherwise said to be avyakta shakti, maya shakti, is superior. Avyaktate paraha. And this avyaktam, from this avyaktam alone, as a panchami vyakti, from this avyaktam alone, andam avyakta sambhavam. This avyaktam is superior because andam has come into existence. Andam has originated from the avyaktam. Avyaktat paraha narayanaha andam avyakta sambhavam. Avyakta sambhavam means what? Avyaktat sambhavati iti. Avyaktat sambhavati iti avyakta sambhavam. Avyaktat kim sambhavati? Sambhavati means what? Comes into manifestation. Avyaktat sambhavati. Andam, the word andam stands for sukshma prapanchaha. The entirety of the subtle manifestation, subtle universe, is said to be andam. People say the golden egg and all that. Just say andam here. Stand means what? The entirety of the subtle universe, subtle manifestation, originates from avyaktam. Andam avyakta sambhavam, which means avyaktam is the cause, andam is the effect. Avyaktam karanam, andam karyam. So andasya avyaktat bahihi sthitihi nasti. Andam is non-separate from avyaktam. Avyaktam alone is in the form of andam. This unmanifested power manifested is what? The subtle universe. Subtle universe is nothing but manifestation of the unmanifested power. Avyaktam undergoes a change. There is andam. Andam comes into existence. Andam resolves, there is avyaktam. Avyaktam becomes manifested, there is andam. Andam resolved, there is avyaktam. So andam is nothing but entire subtle manifestation, subtle universe, is manifestation of that unmanifested power. Unmanifested power manifested is andam. Andam unmanifested is avyaktam. So which is there first? Avyaktam. Therefore, avyaktam is superior. From this the unmanifested power alone becomes manifested as andam. There is a andam avyakta sambhavam. From the standpoint of andam, avyaktam is superior. And what is superior to avyaktam is paraha narayanaha. Now, andasya antaha tu ime lokaha. Now, ime lokaha means these worlds. See, we don't even know one world properly. Okay? We are living here as part of this one world called bhu lokaha. வீக புவர்லோகா, சுவர்லோகா, மகர்லோகா, தபோலோகா, ஜனலோகா, சத்தியலோகா. த சிக்ஸ் வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் அபவ் இன்க்ளூடிங் திஸ் பூலோகா, வி ஹாவ் செவன் வேர்ல்ட்ஸ். செவன் வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் அபவ், அபார்ட் ஃப்ரம் செவன் வி ஹாவ் செவன் வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் பிலோ. அத்தல வித்தல சுத்தல தலாத்தல மகாத்தல பாத்தால, செவன் வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் பிலோ. சோ டோட்டலி 14 வேர்ல்ட்ஸ். சதுர்தச லோகாஹ, சதுர்தச புவனானி கான்ஸ்டிடியூட் தி என்டைட்டி ஆஃப் தி ஜகத், தி பிரபஞ்சா, தி என்டைட்டி ஆஃப் தி காஸ்மாஸ், என்டைட்டி ஆஃப் தி யூனிவர்ஸ் கன்சிஸ்டிங் ஆஃப் 14 வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் இஸ் வாட் நோ ஸ்தூல பிரபஞ்சா. தி ஸ்தூல பிரபஞ்சா, the gross manifestation, the entirety of the gross universe consisting of 14 worlds, 14 worlds exists in within this andam, within this subtle manifestation. So what is the locus? What is the locus where this entirety of the gross universe of 14 worlds exist? Where does the entirety of the gross universe constituted of 14 worlds exist? Not outside of subtle manifestation. Sukshme sthulam asti. Sukshme sthulam asti. The gross universe exists in the subtle universe. Gross doesn't exist outside of, independent of the subtle. So we leave the seven worlds below. Here, seven worlds below are left. The seven above alone are taken into account here. Why? Because it's okay. Don't need to worry about seven. So it is said here, Ime lokaha saptadvipaha cha medini. So medini is a beautiful stilinga shabda, which means earth. Earth stands, means not the element earth alone, it means the bhu lokaha. Even though the word Medini literally means earth, it means Bhu Lokaha. This world of mortals, the world of human beings, this world of mortals, Medini, Cha, Saptadvipaha, Saptadvipaha. The word dvipaha literally means island. We should take it as a continent also. Don't tell me now there's so many continents, why do you say only seven? Shastram talks about seven worlds. Okay. Saptadvipaha. Saptadvipaha, seven worlds including the bhuloka. Seven worlds above, the higher worlds, including the world, including this world of martyrs, Bhuloka, Medini, exist in the andam, exist in the subtle universe, subtle manifestation. So within the sukshma prapanchaha exists the sthula prapanchaha. Seven worlds including the earth. Sapta ime lokaha sapta dvipaha cha medini andasya antaha tishtanti. I'm writing the word tishtanti. They all remain in this sukshma. So what does it mean now? Ime lokaha sapta dvipaha cha medini. That those words stand for what? Sthula prapanchaha, the gross manifestation, gross universe. Gross universe enjoys its existence in the subtle manifestation. Andasya antaha. Just as ocean jalasya antaha samudraha asti. What does it mean? Jalasya antaha samudraha asti means not inside of the, somewhere inside. Water has no inside and outside. Means existence of the ocean, the form, name and function called ocean is not outside of the water, dependent on the water. Similarly here, andasya antaha ime lokaha saptadvipaha cha medini. So this world of mortals, otherwise sattvi bhulokaha medini, seven continents including this, ime, all these exist in the subtle universe. Andasya antaha. They exist depending upon the subtle manifestation. They exist in, exist non-separate from subtle manifestation. Their existence presupposes subtle manifestation. Existence of gross universe presupposes the existence of subtle universe. Subtle universe can be existent without the gross universe, but the gross universe cannot be existent without the subtle universe, which means dependence. And subtle universe meant by the word andam is non-separate, doesn't exist independently without the its cause, which is maya, otherwise said to be avyakta shaktihi, avyakta shaktihi, avyakta shaktihi. So avyaktat andam, say adri avyakt andam avyakta sambhavam, andam avyakta sambhavam. Andam has come into existence from avyaktam. And andat ime lokaha, we can say andasya antaha ime lokaha saptadvipaha cha medini. So the sukshthula prapanchaha exists in subtle manifestation, and subtle manifestation, suksha prapancha, subtle universe exists in maya, which means maya, otherwise said to be here, avyaktam is causal universe. Avyaktam is equal to karana prapanchaha. What is called karana prapanchaha? The universe exists in potential causal condition. When the entirety of the universe exists unmanifested, undifferentiated, its potential condition, it is called what? Maya. Universe alone is known as Maya. Which universe? Subtle universe, gross universe. When both the universes, subtle manifestation, gross manifestation, when everything remains an unmanifested, undifferentiated potential condition, universe is known as, universe in its potential condition is known as Maya. And what is Maya? Unmanifested power of knowing. Unmanifested power of knowing. Unmanifested power of the reality. Jnanam. Jnana Shakti. The power of knowing. The power of knowing manifested is what? Subtle universe and gross universe. Therefore, avyaktam is equal to karna prapanchaha. Andam stands for suksha prapanchaha, which is karya prapanchaha. And sthula prapanchaha, meant by the term ime lokaha saptadvipaha cha medini, sthula prapanchaha also karya prapanchaha. ನಾವು ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ, ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ, ಕಾರಣ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ. ಇನ್ ಅನ್ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಸಟಲ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್, ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್. ದೆರ್ಫೋರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್? ದಿ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಅನ್ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಮಾಯಾ, ದಿ ಪವರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಬಟ್ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್. ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್, ಅಜ್ಞಾನಂ. ಅಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ, ಐ ಟೆಲ್ ಯು ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ಲಿ, ಅಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆಬ್ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಾಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಅಪೋಸ್ಡ್ ಟು ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಇಫ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಂ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್. And you know what is what now? Manifested power of knowing is knowledge. So subtle universe is nothing but knowledge manifested. The power of knowledge, power of knowing manifested is subtle universe. Pooja Swamiji used to say, all that is there is jnanam. Jagatellam jnanam. And by Swamiji, Arahasalvar. Oh, jagat is jnanam. And that manifested jnanam is Ishvara. So subtle manifestation is also Ishvara. Why? It is jnanam. Knowing power manifested is subtle universe. Knowing power further manifested from subtle is what? Again, sthula prapancha is also jnanam. Gross universe is jnanam. Manifestation of the knowing power is gross universe. Manifestation of the knowing power is subtle universe. So subtle universe also is jnanam. Gross universe also is jnanam. Which jnanam? Manifested jnanam. Manifested power of knowing. Unmanifested power of knowing is what? Maya, avidya. So knowledge and ignorance. Ignorance here is cause. Knowledge is effect. Don't get confused. Oh my God. From ignorance, knowledge has come into manifestation? No. Ignorance is unmanifested power of knowing. Knowledge is the manifested power of knowing. So now ignorance is the cause. Knowledge is the effect. Means what? Unmanifested power is the cause. Manifested power is effect. Are they two? No. That alone is in the form of this unmanifested. Manifested is knowledge. Power of knowing power, which is satsuksha prapancha sthula prapancha. So the whole sthula prapancha is not inert bundle of energy. It is jnanam. The whole of Susha Prapancha is manifestation of jnanam. It is not bundle of energy, inert matter. It's all jnanam. Look at this jnanam. You say what? Whole jnanam means a conscious being. Therefore, Sthula Prapancha is also what? A macrocosmic being. Suksha Prapancha is also what? Macrocosmic being. Is Parumal, Ishvara. There is Thula Prapanchaha also is Ishvara. Sukshma Prapanchaha is also Ishvara. Then unmanifested power also is what? Antaryam Ishvaraha. So, in this one verse itself, Bhagavad Pada talks about the Trinity. ಅಂತರ್ಯಾಮೀಶ್ವರಃ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭೇಶ್ವರಃ ವಿರಾಡೀಶ್ವರಃ ಆಲ್ ತ್ರೀ ಆರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಈಶ್ವರ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫಂಕ್ಷನಲ್ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಈಶ್ವರ ವೈ ಈಶ್ವರ ದ ಟೈಟಲ್ ದ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಅಲೋನ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟೈಟಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಈಶ್ವರ being endowed with this power called maya, avyakta shakti. Because the reality and it's inseparable. I don't say and, okay? The reality with its inseparable power of knowing, with this inseparable nature of knowing, is said to be Ishwaraha, Bhagavan Narayanaha. Therefore, because the power does not have existence independently outside of its source, who is Paraha Narayanaha? The powerful reality. Powerful reality is Ishvara. The source of the power is Ishvara. And here, Avyaktam is the power, inseparable, which doesn't exist independently outside of Ishvara. And this power is superior, exalted, because this power alone becomes this Suksha Prapanchaha, manifested as Suksha Prapanchaha. The same power from Sukshma further becomes manifested as what? Sthula Prapanchaha. So Sthula Prapancha doesn't exist outside of the Suksha Prapancha. Suksha Prapancha doesn't exist independent of the outside of the Avyakta Shakti, Karana Prapanchaha. And Karana Prapanchaha, superior from the standpoint of Sthula Prapancha, Suksha Prapancha. From the standpoint of Sthula Prapancha, Sukshma is superior. Because without Sukshma, there cannot be Sthula Prapancha. Without the Ghatra, there cannot be gross universe. And without, from the standpoint of Sukshma, Maya is, this Avyaktam is superior. Why? Because without the Avyaktam, there cannot be Suksha Prapancha. And superior, and what is superior to that Avyaktam, Maya? What is superior to the superior Maya is, who is superior to superior Maya is, Paraha Bhagavan, Paraha Narayanaha. And this Narayana is of the nature of pure knowledge. The source of knowing power is Narayana. Therefore, they said, Narayanaha Paraha, Avyaktat Paraha, Andam Avyakta Sambhavam, Andasya antaha tu ime lokaha saptadvipaha cha medini. So why I took so long to explain one verse? We must see karanam karyam. Karanam is also mithya, karyam is also mithya. Cause is mithya, effect also is mithya. The cause and the effect do not exist outside of Bhagavan. Bhagavan here is absolutely independent of cause and effect. Whereas cause and effect, cause doesn't exist outside of Ishvara. Effect also doesn't exist outside of Ishvara. Therefore, Narayanaha is Paraha. Beyond the gross universe is subtle universe. Beyond subtle universe is unmanifested universe, which is unmanifested power. And beyond the unmanifested power is Paraha Narayanaha. And beyond Narayana, what is? Nothing. So we say beyond means what? That is the ultimate. So Narayanaha Paraha, Avyaktat Paraha, Avyaktam Andasyapi Param, Andam Lokanam Param. That is the meaning. Okay. Narayana Paro Vyakta Dandam Avyakta Sambhavam. Andasyantastime lokaha saptadvipacha medini. Okay. With this beautiful this is the beautiful benedictory verse, the verse of prayer, where vastu Nirdeshaha kriyate, yatra vastu nirdeshaha kritaha asti. The statement of fact is revealed here. What are the facts revealed here? Point number one. ஈஸ்வரஹா பகவான் இஸ் அனதர் தேன் தி வெரி ரியாலிட்டி. அண்ட் பகவான் இன் திம் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி இஸ் தி அல்டிமேட் கோல் டு பி அட்டைன்ட் இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் இன் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் மைண்ட். And the reality happens to be the swarup of every individual. Every individual is absolutely indestructible. That's why every individual is said to be naraha, absolutely. This is a fact. And this reality is endowed with the inexplicable power of knowing, which is said to be maya. Because there is no independent existence, this power is said to be not maya. Because unmanifested, it is called avyaktam. And the same power of knowing, because manifested, is in the subtle universe, andam. And through the subtle universe manifestation, the same maya is manifest in the form of gross universe also. So the gross universe is a karya prapanchaha, subtle universe is a karya prapanchaha. This karya prapanchau, sthola sukshma karya prapanchau, this effects in the form of gross universe and subtle universe do not exist outside of, independent of maya, because maya alone is in the form of gross subtle universe. And this maya is non-separate, inseparable from the reality, Bhagavan, who is another than the reality. Just as the heat is inseparable from the fire, just as illumination is inseparable from the illumining power is inseparable from the sun, so also here, this Jnana Shakti, the power of knowing, unmanifested power of knowing, Avyakta Shakti, or Vyakta Shakti. So Avyakta Shakti is Maya. And Vyakta Shakti, manifested power, is what? Andam Sukshma Prapanchaha and Sthula Prapanchaha Ime Lokaha. All these worlds. All manifest is only Jnanam. Where is Ajnanam? Tell me. Where is Ajnanam? It's all knowledge. Sthula prapanchaha is jnanam, because manifestation of the power of reality, Bhagavan. What is sukshma prapanchaha? Manifestation of knowledge. When the worlds are not there, when the worlds remain unmanifested also, is what? Unmanifested power of knowing. There's no such a thing called ajnanam absolutely. Ignorance is just the name given to the unmanifested power of knowing. There's only power of knowing. There's only the power of knowing in unmanifested form. Power of knowing in the manifested form. There's no ignorance. And this power of knowing is non-separate from its source, which is the reality, glorified as Ishwara, the Lord of the universe. Okay. For what now? Reality, Bhagavan, in the form of absolute reality, is not distant from the world. It's all facts. Vastu Nirdharana. Vastu Yuddharanam Kriyate Asmin Shloke. Therefore, Vastu Nirdharana, Vastu Nirdesha Shlokaha. Which means, the fact is revealed. What is the fact here again? Reality, Bhagavan of reality is distinct from the worlds, distinct from the knowing unmanifested power, distinct from the manifested power, in the form of subtle universe and gross universe, but not distant. Which means the reality is non, Ishra is non-different from the worlds. And the worlds are non-separate from Ishvara. This is Advaitam. Understand? Pooja Swami used to beautifully say this. The non-separateness of the created universe being non-separate from the creator is vision of non-duality here. Where is the creator? There's no creator. Bhagavan is given the title of creator. Bhagavan is given the title of sustainer. Bhagavan is given the title of being a resolver. Whereas this non-separate, the whole jagat is Ishvara Rupam. Sthula Prapancha is Ishvara Rupam. Sukshma Prapancha is Ishvara Rupam. Karna Prapancha is Ishvara Shakti, Avyakta Shakti. Okay, and Bhagavan, Jnanam is Bhagavan Swarupam. Rupam, Swarupam. Bhagavan is of the nature of knowing. What is Swarupam? What essential nature of Bhagavan is knowledge. Gross universe is what? The Rupam. The universe is form. So what is this? Only Ishvara here. There is no second thing other than Ishvara here. Paraha avyakt, paraha narayanaha eva. Avyakta rupena asti. Vyakta rupena api asti. Prapancha rupena, vyakta suksha prapancha rupena. Vyakta stola prapancha rupena. Avyakta rupena narayanaha eva asti. What is this? Only narayana in the unmanifested power. In the manifested worlds. Therefore, distinct but not distant. That is why we say, Karya Karana Vilakshanam Brahma. Karya Karana Vilakshanam Brahma. Ishwaraha. The Ishwara is another than the absolute reality, Brahma, which is distinct from the cause and the effect. Reality is neither the cause nor the effect. But the cause is reality, effect also is reality, because the cause doesn't exist outside of Ishvara, the reality. Effect also doesn't exist outside of the reality. Cause is reality, effect is reality, but reality is neither the cause nor the effect. Karya Karana Vilakshanam Brahma Eva Ishwaraha. And reality alone is in the form of revered as, glorified as, bowed to as, reflect as Ishwara, the Lord. Okay, this is the fact here. Very important verse. Sorry, it took so long. Okay. Let us read it now. Saha Bhagavan. First sentence of the Avatarika Bhashma. Saha, first sentence, the first word is what? Saha Bhagavan. That Bhagavan, which Bhagavan? Saha, the third person singular pronoun is very emphatic word. Why? Saha Bhagavan means that Bhagavan, Narayanaha, who is superior to even the unmanifested power, okay, who alone is endowed with the power, who is distinct from the power but not distant from the power, thereby who alone is in the, of the subtle universe, who alone is in the, of the gross universe, that Narayana, what did he do? Idam srishtvedam jagat. Saha Narayanaha srishtva idam jagat. I'm not going to sing here, nothing to sing here, chant here. Now the prose comes. Saha Bhagavan srishtvedam jagat. Srishtva idam jagat. Idam jagat srishtva. I put it correctly. Srishtva idam jagat. Srishtvedam jagat. Idam jagat srishtva. Having created this universe. Understand now? Be very careful. Srishtva, having created. So Bhagavan did not do the job of creating the universe. Without Bhagavan, there cannot be the power. Without the power, there cannot be the manifestation of the subtle universe. Without the manifestation of the truth, there can't be gross universe. Therefore, from the standpoint of the universe, but for whose presence and existence the universe cannot exist at all, is looked upon as the creator. Creator is a temporary qualification attributed to Bhagavan from the standpoint of the universe. Therefore, idam jagat srishtva, having created this universe, tasya cha sthitim chikirshuhu cha, and chikirshuhu, as the one who is desirous of sustaining the universe, as the one who is desirous of sustaining that universe, who desired to sustain that universe, why did Bhagavan do? Marichyadin agre srishtva prajapatin. Bhagavan created who? Prajapatis. Prajapatayaha. Prajapatihi means the creator of beings. See, Bhagavan created prajapatis and he ordained the prajapatis with the job of creating. So prajapatis, prajapatayaha, the lord of beings, the creators of beings, known as prajapatis. And who are they? Marichyadin, Marichihi, etc. Marichi Adin. Marichihi is one of the prajapatis, is Marichihi. Marichi Adin, Marichyadin, Prajapatin, Bhagavan Srishtavan. So Bhagavan first brought into manifestation. Bhagavan created these prajapatis known as Marichi, etc. And having created them, why did he create Prajapati? Prajapati is Bhagavan, because Bhagavan was Chikirshuhu. Chikirshuhu means Kartum Iccha Chikirsha. Kartum Iccha Chikirsha. Desire to create is Chikirsha. The one who has the desire to create is Chikirshuhu. One who wants to do. Chikirsha means actually want the desire to do, not create. Desire to do is create. Chikirsha. The one who has the desire to do is Chikirshuhu. Bhagavan had the desire to do the sustenance of the universe. Sthitim Chikirshuhu means what? Bhagavan, as the one having the desire to do the sustenance of the universe, he created agre first the prajapatis such as Marichi, etc. to sustain, to maintain the universe. Then after that, what did he do? Having created the prajapati, etc. Pravritti lakshanam dharmam grahayamasa vedoktam. So he created them. He did not leave them as they are. He also gave them the knowledge. Vedoktam dharmam grahayamasa. See, grinnati means receives. Grahayati means what? Making other person receive. Grasp. I mean teaching. So Veda Uktam, Vede Uktam, Vedena Uktam, Dharmam Grahayamasa. He taught them also. He made them understand the dharmaha, okay, dharmaha, the discipline, instructed in the Veda, instructed by the Veda. Vedoktam dharmam grahayamasa, he taught them. So he gave them the knowledge. What dharma here, that we're going to see here. So created, he gave them the knowledge also. Knowledge of the discipline. known as pravritti lakshanam dharma, pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha. So pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha. So he gave them the knowledge of the discipline. Discipline of activities. Pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha. So what a pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha? Grahayamasa is a past perfect tense verb. Grahayitavan. See, grihitavan means he grasped. Grahayitavan, he made them grasp, meaning he taught them. So Bhagavan, Grahayitavan, Grahayamasa. Bhagavan taught them, gave them the knowledge of what pravritti dharma, pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha. See, pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha means the way of pursuing artha kama dharmas through the performance of actions. So pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha means the lifestyle, the way of life. Dharmaha here means the way of life, specifically meant for the pursuit of the material ends, time bound material ends. The way of life meant for the pursuit of the material ends in conformity with dharma. That's very important. In conformity with dharma and conformity with values. Pursuit of material ends in terms of artha kama dharmaha, artha kamas in conformity with dharma. The pravritti lakshana dharmaha. Which means Bhagavan himself. I mean, in the Veda Shastram, Bhagavan himself prescribes the activities, prescribes the rituals, and to perform them. Thereby, one can accomplish time-bound material ends in terms of artha kamas required for living this life. So, Veda Shastram does not deny anyone pursuing artha kamas. Bhagavan does not tell people not to pursue artha kamas. Everyone has to pursue artha kamas for living this life. But artha kamas must be pursued in conformity with dharma, in conformity with universal values. So Bhagavan, it says pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha, means Bhagavan himself ordains the way of life specifically meant for the pursuit of material ends in terms of artha kamas, but in conformity with dharma. This is pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha. He taught them grahayamasa. That is why for us everything is very divine. Earning money is divine. Spending money is divine. Enjoying pleasures is divine. As long as everything is in conformity with dharma. Because Bhagavan ordained way of life. The way of life ordained by Bhagavan. Prescribed by Bhagavan. In the form of Veda Shastram. So Veda, the way of life prescribed in the Veda Shastram is the way of life ordained by Bhagavan. Is pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha. So he taught this pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha to those rishis. Otherwise said to be prajapatis such as Marichi, etc. Because that has to be understood. Then, tataha, after that, அன்யாம்ச்ச சனக சனந்தனாதீன் உத்பாத்ய. சனக சனந்தனாதீன் பகவான் உத்பாதித்தவான். பகவான் ஆல்சோ கிரியேட்டட் ப்ரொடியூஸ்ட் தீஸ் ஃபோர் செயின்ஸ், த ஃபோர் சேஜஸ் ரிஷிஸ். ஹூ ஆர் தே? சனக சனந்தன ஆதயகா. பகவான் கிரியேட் ஆல்சோ brought into manifestation also these sages such as Sanaka, Sanandana, etc. What etc.? We can add two more names. Sanakaha, Sanandanaha, Sanatanaha, Sanatkumaraha. Bhagavan created these four sons also. Then, for them he taught another way of life. What is that? Another dharma. The same way of life only, but involving a different discipline. What is it? Nivritti lakshanam dharmam, jnana vairagya lakshanam grahayamasa. And he taught those four sages, Sanakaha, Sanandanaha, Sanatanaha, Sanatkumaraha. He taught them nivritti lakshanam dharmam. Nivritti lakshanaha dharmaha. Nivritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha also what? The same way of life, again prescribed by Bhagavan, ordained by Bhagavan in the words of the Veda Shastram. So, the Vedic way of life, way of enjoyment by the Shastram is prescribed by Bhagavan, ordained by Bhagavan, which is Nivritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha. So, Nivritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha. Again, it's a way of life. Specifically meant for the totally meant for living with a total commitment to the pursuit of jnanam. Jnana vairagya lakshanam in the form of the commitment to the pursuit of knowledge with dispassion. Pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha tataha anyan cha sanaka sanandanadin utpadya nivritti lakshanam dharmam jnana vairagya lakshanam grahayamasa. So we can say these two disciplines, pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha implies the discipline of karma yoga. Nivritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha implies the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Bhagavan himself taught these two disciplines, Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. So we should not think these two disciplines, okay, there's no choice between these two disciplines. All the human beings must follow both these disciplines sequentially. There's no choice. Let me follow Karma Yoga, let me not follow. No. Initially, one must follow Karma Yoga, discipline of Karma Yoga. That is said to be Pravritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha. Later on, one must follow Nivritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha, Jnana Yoga, discipline of Jnana Yoga. So, why these two disciplines Bhagavan taught? Why two different dharma Bhagavan taught? The discipline, the way of life involving the discipline of Karma Yoga is for the mental preparation for Antakarna Shuddhi, Antakarna Aishchalyam required for the attainment of Jnana. And Nivritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha, Nivritti Lakshanaha Jnana Vairagya Lakshanaha Dharmaha. Involving the discipline of Jnana Yoga is for the attainment of Jnana. So, Jnana Praptyartham Nivritti Lakshanaha, Jnana Vairagya, Nivritti Jnana Vairagya Lakshanaha, Nivritti லக்ஷணஹா தர்மஹா, ஞான வைராகிய லக்ஷணஹா தர்மஹா இஸ் ஃபார் ஞான பிராப்தி அர்த்தம் அண்ட் ஞான யோகிதா பிராப்தி அர்த்தம் ஃபார் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் மென்டல் ப்ரிப்பரேஷன் ரிக்வயர்ட் ஃபார் தி அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஞானம் பிரவர்த்தி லக்ஷணஹா தர்மஹா. So these two dharmas means the way of life, one Vedic way of life involving two different disciplines alone, here is said to be pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha, nivritti lakshanaha dharmaha. Between these two disciplines, there is no choice. Everyone has to go through these two disciplines. To prepare the mind, one has to go through this pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha. One has to follow nivritti lakshanaha dharmaha to attain jnanam. And jnanam should be attained for mokshaha, which is the culmination of the purpose of living a life as a human being. But here, Bhagavan, first he brought these marichyadis, மரிச்சியாதயா பிரஜாபதயா, he created மரிச்சி etc. for following this discipline. And he also brought other people who are already mature, who do not require mental preparation, already highly mature sages. Sanakaha, Sanandanaha, Sanatanaha, Sanatkumaraha are highly mature, evolved sages who do not require any mental preparation. For them, they only need what? Nivritti lakshanaha dharmaha. So he also brought them, created them, and he also taught them. Saha Bhagavan idam srishtva idam jagat tasya cha sthitim chikirshuhu marichyadin agre srishtva prajapatin. Means what? Marichyadin prajapatin agre srishtva பிரவத்தி லட்சணம் தர்மம் கிராக வேதோக்தம் பிரவத்தி லட்சணம் தர்மம் கிராகயாமாச. ஐ கேன் கிவ் த ரைட் ப்ரோஸ் ஆர்டர் ஆஃப் தி சென்டென்ஸ். ஓகே, பிசி ஃபைவ், யூ ஆல்சோ கேன் மேக் யூர் ஓன் ப்ரோஸ் ஆர்டர், வெரி சிம்பிள், பிகாஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் இன் தி ப்ராப்பர் ஆர்டர், தேர் டிஃபரெண்ட் பிளேசஸ். ததா தேர் ஆஃப்டர் அந்யான் ச சனக சனந்தனாதீன் உற்பாத்திய, தேர் ஆஃப்டர் ஆல்சோ ஹேவிங் கிரியேட்டட் the sages such as Sanaka, Sanandana, etc. Then Nivritti Lakshanam Dharmam, Nivritti Lakshanam Dharmam, Jnana Vairagya Lakshanam Grahayamasa. So Bhagavan taught people of two different levels, the beings of two different levels, who have yet to become mentally prepared, who are already prepared mentally. For people who had to become prepared, who have yet to evolve, who have yet to become prepared for the attainment of jnanam, for them he prescribed the discipline of karma yoga in terms of pravritti lakshanaha dharmaha. And for people who are already evolved, already mature, for them he prescribed discipline of jnana yoga in terms of nivritti நிவத்தி லக்ஷண ஜான வைராகிய லக்ஷண நிவத்தி தர்ம ஹி டாட். எவர் த்விவிதஹி வேதோக்தஹ தர்ம, த்விவிதஹ ஹி வேதோக்தஹ தர்மஹ, வேதே உக்தஹ தர்மஹ த்விவிதஹ. The disciplines, the dharmaha, the way of life prescribed in the Veda Shastram, prescribed by the Veda Shastram, involves twofold disciplines. The way of life prescribed by the Veda Shastram, prescribed in the Veda Shastram, involves twofold disciplines. Pravritti lakshanaha, nivritti lakshanaha cha. For what? ஜகத்த ஸ்திதி காரணம். ஃபார் தீஸ் டூ த வே ஆஃப் லைஃப் இன்வால்விங் தி டூ டிசிப்ளின்ஸ் பகவான் டாட். ஓகே, இன் மவு ஃபார்ட் மீன்ஸ் பகவான் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் கேவ் திஸ் வேதிக் நாலெட்ஜ், வேதிக் விஸ்டம், wherein these two, the way of life involving these two disciplines is ordained. For what? Which is the, for sustaining the universe. Sthiti karanam. Jagataha sthiti karanam. Okay, I want to one more sentence today because it is first class. We will do carefully for next class. Okay. One sentence I want to do today. One more sentence. Praninam sakshat abhyudaya nishreyasa hetuhu yaha saha dharmaha brahmanadyaihi varnibhi ashramibhi cha shriyottibhi anushtiyamanaha Dirgena Kalena. Now, Praninam Sakshat Abhyudaya Nishreyasa Hetuhu Yaha Dharmaha. Yaha Saha Dharmaha. So that way of life is what? Is the Hetuhu. Is the means. That way of life is the means of attaining what now? Abhyudaya Nishreyasa. Abhyudayaha Nishreyas. Nishreyaha. Take these two words, okay? Abhyudayaha Nishreyas. Nishreyaha. Abhyudayaha is a pullinga shabdaha. Nishreyas is a napusakalinga shabdaha. Abhyudaya Nishreyasa hetu hetuhu dharmaha. This way of life serves as a means of the attainment of the twofold benefits, twofold ends, goals. So, Abhyudayaha stands for time-bound material ends in terms of Artha Kama Dharmaha. Artha, you know, all forms of material wealth. Kamaha, all forms of enjoyment of pleasures. And Dharmaha, accumulation of punyam. Artaha, Kamaha, Dharmaha. These three time-bound ends. Come under the category of Abhyudayaha. And Nishreyas means Mokshaha, ultimate goal. And his way of life is the hetuhu for accomplishing time-bound material ends, Arthakama Dharmas known as Nishreyas, sorry, Abhyudayaha, and also the timeless everlasting end, ultimate end called Mokshaha in terms of Nishreyas. And this dharma should be followed, anushtiyamanaha, which is being followed by all people. This way of life is to be followed by all people. Who are the people? We'll see next class. It's tomorrow. Okay? Tomorrow, make it clearer. Don't worry. If at all, nothing was clear today, if anything, any doubt is there in what I said today, apart from the verse, the rest of the sentences, I will again explain tomorrow.
Sure.
I will go back to the verse tomorrow. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.